Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
The Mackenzie Schirilla case was prosecuted as murder, not manslaughter, for reckless homicide. Four counts, the evidence, surveillance footage of the car accelerating to nearly 100 miles per hour before impact. Black box data showing full throttle with zero braking. 93,000 text messages. That's over the lifetime, not in that one ride, although that would be impressive. And a prior threat to crash the car. No confession, no note, no witnesses to intent. This next part here, we're going to break down how the evidence was interpreted and whether the investigative approach actually holds up or whether a narrative got built around ambiguous data and never got challenged. I want to start with the bracelet, because that is a piece of the evidence.
Yeah,
here,
I took a hard
bracelets. She had a bunch of them on, and I've watched social media on this, and I've been just kind of silently observing everybody's reactions over the weekend on this case as they're watching the doc, and there's a lot of kerfuffle, if you will. I don't know where that word comes from, but I like it, kerfuffle. Around the bracelets. How heartless! How she doesn't. She's more concerned about her vanity, about her bracelets. Take a step back. Look at the context. No, she even says in the damn video, these were the last things that her boyfriend gave to her, and she doesn't want them cut when she's being arrested. I think that's a reasonable request, especially if, and by all evidence that we have seen, or at least some of the evidence we have seen. I'm sorry, this girl did miss her dead boyfriend. The way she's processing it, you know, we can speak to that in different ways because it seems a little discombobulated. But there was plenty of footage in that doc that showed her with what I would classify when I look at it as genuine grief.
Yes.
And remorse. Sitting at the gravesite with the dad of one of the victims, and they were trying to do, they're trying to communicate with him through the dead. Todd, you know what was that
called?
Yeah,
it's a pendulum.
Pendulum.
Kind of doing the Haddock Ouija board.
Yeah, yes, yep. Exactly. And it's like, okay, I mean, if that makes you feel close. And I'm sorry, if you watch that little piece of footage, that girl was genuine. That was not a fake crying. I don't know. I mean, I felt it to be pretty genuine. I'm getting off topic. Back to the bracelets. Thoughts on the bracelets. I don't think that that was a vanity issue there. It was a self-centered thing, but it was true to her. It was her last piece of her boyfriend that she still had. Thoughts on the bracelet kerfuffle.
Yeah. And good pickups on that. And so I think a lot of the kerfuffle people are having and calling it, because it really is 50-50 on, you could see it as a, you know, someone on a psychopathy scale. This is as a trophy. It's insensitive. It's used as a manipulation of someone else's emotions towards me. Yeah, possibly. But at the same time, I'm on your side with this. There was genuine emotion there for a true connection she felt, which is very empathetic, as well as, see, I saw this as a continuing, kind of going to, back to some of the things you're saying, not off topic, but a continuum of the same, Tony. And that is, the thing that really struck me first with her, believe it or not, was her response at the hospital. Again, it was related through her parents when they told her that Dom was dead. Quote, because I had to write it down. I've watched it twice. It's not him. It's not him. Please go check. in tears, wailing, crying, that, quote, that is not someone with the intent to kill. That's not the intent. That is not the someone. That is not the response. Someone on impulse without premeditative thought about what to say, which is what psychopathy does, is they have to premeditate what to say because they're empty shells like Koberger, right? Or Corey Richens, who has to read from her kid's book that was ghostwritten for, right? That was an impromptu response to a stimulus of knowledge that's coming in from the outside. Very connected. That is exactly the response you get from someone who unexpectedly, tragically lost someone that they cared very deeply about. And then when you have the next data point of the bracelets, and again, how she responded to it. It wasn't a show. It wasn't for grandstanding. It was very genuine, in my opinion, as well. What happens, though, when we don't like someone, and she's extremely unlikable,
yeah.
We will have our confirmation biases. It's easy to then fill in all these data points of saying she's nothing but horrible. She's, and so I think people are going on that other side because it's easy to confirm, hey, it's just another data point of what a horrible human being she is. But with the emotion that she delivered behind it, it wasn't psychopathic in any context for me. It was real
to
me.
That's the big thing. I mean, we've seen psychopathic. We've seen sociopathic. We've seen, you know, just zero remorse whatsoever. Screw you. I'm going to show you what's right, despite the chaos of everything that's happened around. I mean, look at like Corey Richens. That was not, you know, I'm crying, oh my God, this is horrible. That was F you, I'm going to show you I'm right. I mean, this is not that. This is someone who is extremely emotional. But the argument that's going to be made, though, and I'm curious as to get your thoughts on it. I just saw somebody.
Yeah, and everyone in the comments is saying, I agree with everyone in the comments as well.
I'm not seeing it here. Here we go. She didn't miss him. She missed what he provided her. And that's the easy one to jump to. I get
somewhat.
It.
Somewhat.
And maybe that's an element. Is that 100%? I don't know. But here, the thing that I come to on that is, you know, maybe at 16, 17, that is how she's thinking. That's how a lot of 16, 17-year-olds think. They grow up, they mature, they become fully functional, autonomous human beings with empathy and don't have that mindset forever. She didn't have that opportunity to essentially, well, she is now, she's still alive, she's in prison, but naturally she had not grown out of that. So was there very selfish thinking going on? Sure, but all that shows us is an unlikable character. It still doesn't show us intent. And it's very easy for everybody to jump to intent when the character is extremely unlikable. I get it. But I think that's a area here that's a very gray area. It's not just so flip the switch.
I think it's, and you make, and if I think everyone can agree, well, that's, I challenge everyone to agree. I challenge you to think about this. That's a better
I challenge
way
to, you all to agree. No,
I know, sorry, you got rid of that. It goes back to intent. I don't believe her intent was to kill because it made no sense because she's involved in that. I think her intent was if reading the comments and they are all completely spot on,
yeah,
you know, non-remorseful, and all these horrendous things, right? Her intent was to control. And also, I think Mark Fry was saying, you know, the horrendous things you text your boyfriend, that's not what someone who's compassionate or cares about people says. You're right. Remember, but always go back to every time you see a behavior with her, ask yourself, what's the intent? Control, 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 control. She's using derogatory words, control. She's threatening to control. Everything she was doing to her boyfriend was to control. Yet we did see data point leakage that it wasn't all just about objectifying him as a tool. There is a little bit, I'm not saying there's a lot in here. I'm not saying she's 60% that she was empathetic and only 40% using him as a tool. No, it was probably a very small sliver. What I'm saying is she was not all on the psychopathy scale on this one.
Yeah.
There's actually genuine emotion in there, granted, most of it's self-centered, but those, I do believe the bracelet issue was really about a connection to him. Now, granted, I won't even argue what the connection was, you know, because maybe she saw him as connection because she lost her free house and free money ticket because he was supporting her. But I do think there was a little bit more than that. And I only say that because of her initial reaction in the hospital to the loss of him. You know, so think about this. If she viewed him as nothing but a really shiny screwdriver as a tool, mm-hmm. then when she first found out that he was dead, there would have been a pause, I believe, that I've seen. There would have been a pause as the wheels start turning. What's the impact on me? That's exactly what it would have been. What's the impact on me? And that's why when we see 911 calls and we're assessing them, we can always assess, is the focus on the person calling or is the focus on the individual that is now in distress that they're calling 911 on? And that's why anytime you get a 911 call and the focus is always on the person calling, what their schedule was, how they found them, all these things, that's a huge tell. But her initial reaction was not on processing the impact on me. It's not him. It can't be him. Go check on him. See what I mean? Him. So that was my data point shift a little bit there. Anyway, I know it's a long explanation, but that's why I think the bracelets were at least 50-50, him versus tool, maybe even a little bit more.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, you're exactly right looking at these comments that they're coming in today. All this can exist in parallel lanes. This isn't like a... I'm right, you're wrong, or vice versa type thing. They're in two parallel lanes. Can she be this monstrous, unlikable person who is, you know, only, I'm just trying to look at some, she needed a validation 24/7 without a doubt.
Yep.
That also goes into the borderline type thinking. I mean, the list goes on and on of all the things, you know, she missed the perks. She did all those things. 1,000%. But did that equal, I want to go kill them? I don't think so.
No, and Duchess, no, she wasn't conscious. She wasn't alive. She wasn't conscious when they hit that wall. There's actually no even evidence she was conscious as she was. I mean, granted, she didn't come off that accelerator. It was floored at 100%.
100% up to the moment, yeah.
But you don't know whether she knew she was alive or dead. I mean, believe me, if you were flying at a wall, conscious of what you're doing, and because again, here's when I go into zero problem solving skills, one of the skills we have as problem solvers is thinking cause and effect of our behaviors. There was no effect on the cause she was thinking. Here's the cause she was using. She's using a cause of fear. The effect that she's always going for was control of them because she had reps in doing it that way. Never before had she contemplated I could die because of what I'm doing. Never. I don't think it was, again, who knows, conjecture, right? But you know, I don't think it was part of her calculus that she was going to die.
I don't think so either. I mean, and here's the interesting thing that I don't know that it's ever, I mean, I would think maybe it hasn't been tried by now. I don't know how successful it would be tried or worked. But they argued in court that she had POTS, which typically happens when you're standing up and sitting down. It's a blood pressure thing. You can look into it if you want the full thing. There is an expert that says maybe this could it be possible? Sure. I would almost honestly say with a personality like this, you might get more leverage arguing some sort of mental defect, honest to God, of I don't know if you can argue a personality disorder, and that's why her thinking was this way. It would explain it. It doesn't wash away the crime. She does know right from wrong, but the disorders can also explain impulsive behavior, reckless behavior, things where they don't exactly what we're talking about, don't quite grasp the consequence to, but will go 100% into that behavior. And the consequences are what they are. She could have easily died in any of that.
And this I'm going back to Duchess real quick. No, Mackenzie Schrillo was not conscious when first responders initially arrived. Here are the exact details. And this is directly from the testimony. Crash occurred 5:30 to 5:36. Driver is breathing unconscious is what the body cam video showed when they radioed in. So the driver was breathing unconscious. Officers reported hearing her mumbling once they assessed the vehicle, but mumbling, so she was unconscious.
It said nonsensical too, I believe, is what was right. reported. Right. So, yeah, I mean, if we're going to discuss it, we have to all discuss.
Right, I want to make sure.
With
accurate,
the facts,
right?
And not assumptions or lanes that people want to go down because it makes them feel good. So, facts are facts, and that's what it is. Exactly.
Anyway, what was your original question, Tony? Sorry, I got distracted with that one.
What was my original question, Todd? I don't even remember.
To be honest, I don't even know at this point.
I don't even know if it was a question. Well, I think it was.
I always want to make sure I'm accurate. It's like, oh my God, I said something. I want to always make sure.
I think it was observational more than anything else. The bench trial. I want to talk about that for a minute because this was a bench trial. It wasn't a jury. Was that a mistake? And she got to choose it. This was Indiana, right? I believe.
Yep.
I think in Indiana, you have a choice whether you want to be tried by a jury of your peers or a bench trial. They chose bench trial. They got the judge that had basically the opinion that does not run with both of these things being parallel. She, you know, thought of her more as an evil, murderous person. Do you think that was a mistake? Do you think if she had done the bench trial, she would have gotten more conjectured thinking out of this? You also could be rolling the dice and getting a much stricter penalty as well. I mean, she could have with the bench as well. Was that a mistake?
Well,
15 years isn't bad for two deaths.
Well, and that's if she gets parole at 15 years, right?
Yes.
Really depends on the behavior behind bars, which is different from what we're hearing too. So hindsight being 2020, I think why not give it a shot at a bench trial? But I looked this up and, you know, getting Bob and Eric to weigh in on this, our two attorneys, will be interesting too. The averages generally equal out on bench trial versus bench trial versus jury trial, leaning a little more towards convictions, basically, if it's bench trial. Most likely, bench trials are given when it's going to be a little more technical than emotional, because judges have the ability, in general, to put the emotional side, emotional impulse on things aside and go on the technical data as presented. And for some reason, that's how they swung on this one. And maybe also because they knew how unlikable she was, that emotionally a jury would side, you know, more definitively on that she is a nutter, like most of us in the audience are saying, and that this is what crazy people do. They intentionally kill people. And so maybe they thought they'd get a better read on her from the judge themselves. That's the only reason to why do it. But what's interesting is, you know, defense falls down on really doing a medical diagnosis on her in any way and submitting it in time, which is part of what you'd want the bench trial to be looking and analyzing, is causing implication. But I'd say the really damning part, though, whether it was bench trial or jury trial, is the car data. I mean, that just showed what a raving lunatic, and also the video. You know, her racing down the street at 100 miles an hour, going straight toward that wall. That was probably some of the most chilling crap I've ever seen.
Can I ask you guys a quick question on what you think about the manslaughter piece of this?
That's what I want to go to. That's right. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so with that, I mean, people die in horrific situations that are considered manslaughter, et cetera. Her behavior leading up to it and this, you know, behavior that she was convicted of, this was going to happen. If it didn't happen that day, it was going to happen at some point in her life where she put somebody's life in danger because of her need to control. Don't you think that that probably played into why the judge said, hey, you're done?
It's exactly what I was just thinking, Todd. I was actually going to bring that up next.
Sorry.
Always do that. I mean, so it's great.
Arcing towards it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say, if it didn't happen now, Mackenzie Shirilla would be in jail for something else, for injuring someone else. I mean, is the recipe there that she was going to turn into like a murderer or something? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, if you have if you have very little regard for others and you're that self-centered, I could see her being the next Corey Richens at some point. Jail, I'm wondering, or prison, I'm wondering, maybe the best damn thing that's ever happened to her, if it took her off that path and interrupted the thought process and her life's path. I completely agree. If it wasn't this, it wasn't that. Obviously, you can't litigate, you know, predictions of the future and shitty people. Sometimes I certainly wish you could, but no, I completely agree. I think if it wasn't here, it wasn't this, you were really just a matter of who knows, days, weeks, years away from her doing something absolutely horrific.
She was a car wreck waiting for a place because that
literally,
was her, that, because literally that was her method of control through fear. And until she wrecked it and either destroyed physically lives, you know, through horrendous accident or death in this case, that was going to happen. And so this is one of those types of cases too, where remember people say, you know, if you remove guns, all murders will go away. No, if you have someone intent on killing someone, they're going to find a way to kill you. And same thing here, or do harm to others. Because she's using fear as a motivator, she is going to use fear's motivation no matter what. Whether she had access to a car or some other thing in her life, she's going to make you fear her in some other way, which is going to end tragically because eventually people become inoculated to it. So she's got to keep ramping up that control because as people just see it as an empty threat. See, this is what happens. They started seeing her mouthing off as empty threats of this car thing. That's why, that's most likely why too, you weren't seeing, you saw a little bit of it, steering wheel input at the very end. You know why? They probably thought she was crying wolf again. Or they're unconscious, you know, passed out early in the morning. Who knows, right? But they're inoculated towards her crap. And so she had to ramp it up. And that's exactly what happened. And also on, I don't think we covered this enough. And I think maybe this is why, you know, they're putting in here in comments is 100% guilty of killing people. Now, I think, and this is where distinctions I think we're going to go on next is the difference between murder versus manslaughter. That's where it's nuanced, I think, and that's where that intent comes in. But is she culpable for the lives that she took? 100%. Yep. 100% behind the wheel, no data inputs except 100% flooring right at that friggin' thing. And I think also the damning thing too on her was the fact that that control turn she did on that road before she floored that accelerator, she even had the blinker on. You know, I mean, there's someone completely with it in her brain until she wasn't. And that's when something happened. You know, it's too bad you couldn't have audio in that car. Listen to what was going on that went from literally zero to 100% zero problem-solving skills in that final stretch.
Without a doubt. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. The links are in the description.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.